Ever been asked to sit on a nonprofit board as a federal employee? You know what you had to say. Sorry, I can't. That's right. Federal employees are not allowed to sit on nonprofit boards, but a proposed update to conflict of interest rules could change that. Deborah Roth is a partner at the law firm Shaw, Bransford & Roth, and she joins us now as part of our Legal Loop segment to explain what else feds are prohibited from doing under current conflict rules. Deborah, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
Great to have you on. So what's going on with this nonprofit rule? What's this all about?
Well, it's Office of Government Ethics proposed regulation. It came out in early May. The comment period is open till early July. People can see the proposed comment on OGE's website. And it's been, according to OGE's proposed comment section, it's been sort of on their radar screen for a while. And it's going to maybe take us back to where we were before the 1990s when the Department of Justice looked at this issue and said federal employees in their official capacity, not in their personal capacity, but in their official capacity, could not sit on nonprofit professional associations, scientific society associations. They couldn't sit on their board of directors in their official federal capacity and act on behalf of this nonprofit organization. And so it looks like, and that's been the rule since the mid-90s when the Department of Justice said it was a conflict between their federal position and the duties you would normally owe as an officer or board of director on a nonprofit organization. Department of Justice nixed that back in the mid-90s and said it was a conflict of interest. Before that, federal employees could do it, and it looks like Office of Government Ethics has DOJ's concurrence to go back to the former way of doing business. So if the regulation passes, federal employees in their official capacity, they usually would be assigned, have to get approved by your federal agency, and they would be assigned in their official capacity to sit on the boards of professional associations, scientific societies, health information organizations, all nonprofit organizations.
So what has changed in the recent past that has caused them to want to look at this again?
Well, it looks like mostly when you read the proposed regulation on OGE's website, it's also published in the Federal Register, it looks like what happened was it was mostly pressure from the scientific arm of the federal executive branch where federal employees come to work and act as scientists. And it looks like it's been on the radar screen of the Office of Government Ethics from the scientific arm of the government for quite a while. For scientists, most of their professional stature, the way they move up the ladder in the field of science, is through through the ability to have public recognition and be able to participate in these scientific forums. And for the last 15 years, they've been prohibited from doing that in their official capacity. And as a result, it looks like it's sort of contributed to the brain drain in the scientific arm of the government. And as a result, if you were in the science field and you wanted to get that kind of recognition and be able to participate in what the scientific societies were doing, you had to leave federal government and do it in your private capacity. And so OGE, apparently, according to their proposed comment, they have been hearing from federal agencies, science agencies, for quite a bit, and they tried to get Congress to amend the statute that was interpreted as prohibiting federal employees from sitting on these boards. Back in 2006, Congress didn't act, and then apparently with the Obama administration, it was the Office of Science and Technology Policy that first wrote to Office of Government Ethics and said, well, can't you amend your regulation and go back to the way it used to be before the mid-90s and allow federal employees in their official capacity to sit on these nonprofit boards? Of course, the employee would have to have the approval of their agencies. They could not do that without the approval of their own agencies.
We're speaking with Deborah Roth, a partner at Shaw, Bransford & Roth. And what about some things that are not scientific? Because this could open up lots of interesting areas. I'm thinking, for example, if someone who was a procurement attorney or something for the federal government, could they join the board of something like the Professional Services Council, which sometimes has oppositional positions to what the federal government is doing?
Yeah, no, Tom, absolutely. It's not just scientific societies and associations. It's opening it up to all professional associations. And so, you know, many federal employees belong to, as you point out, professional in their personal capacity. They belong to professional associations that somehow advance the field that they're in, but they act in their personal capacity. They clearly could now, if the reg is passed, they would be allowed to sit on these boards in their official capacity through an assignment from their agency. And, of course, one of the considerations Office of Government Ethics notes in its proposed comment would be, does this association's mission, is it consistent with the policies being advanced by our agency? And if it's not, the agency would still have the authority not to approve the assignment of the federal employee to be there on his or her official capacity. Employees can still sit on the board in their personal capacity, but they wouldn't be able to sit there and act in their official capacity.
How do you draw that line? I mean, how do you tell which one they're doing?
Well, that, Amy, is exactly why OGE has decided to issue this regulation, because it has been very difficult for federal employees to sit on these boards in their personal capacity and avoid confusion, because people know where they come from. They know what agencies they're from. They know what positions they hold. And for the employee to be able to consistently articulate, well, this is just in my, you know, this is my personal opinion, I'm not here on behalf of the agency, has proved very difficult for employees to avoid this confusion. So OGE says, you know what, to eliminate this confusion, why don't we just allow agencies to assign employees to these nonprofit organizations in their official capacity? So if the organization's mission conflicts with the agency's mission, then they don't necessarily have to allow the assignment. Then it's up to the employee if they want to do it in their personal capacity and if they think they would be able to sit on the board of directors of a nonprofit in their personal capacity without creating that confusion.